Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Aleph, Mihu Hamavar. Who is the one to lead the Zimun, to lead the benching? Sif Aleph. Gadol Mevarch. The Gadol, the greatest one, is the one who should bench. Afilu Ba Besof, even if he didn't show up on time with everyone else, he came later. He's the one who's Mezamin. Vimrat Zalitain Rishus Lakotun Levarch. If he chooses to give permission to someone less than him to lead the benching, well, sure, that's allowed. Vahani mili, when is that? Kishain shom oreach, when there isn't a guest. Avalam yesh shom oreach, but if there is a guest, hu mevarech, he's the one who leads the benching. Afilu im bal habayis goldu menu, even if the bal habayis is greater than him. Kadesh yivarech le bal habayis, because of the special bracha. We want the guest to give to the bal habayis, so we let him lead the benching. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Aleph, Gadol mevarech. What's the Gadol? Hainu hagadol bechochma. Shebechol ha-mesubin, the one who's greatest in chochma from all those at the table, who yehyeh mevarech b'chas ha-mazon l'kulam, he's going to be the one who will lead the benching for everyone. And in those days it meant he would be the one who benched and everyone would listen to him to be yoytza. V'afta hashta ha-minig shekolech mevarech la'atzmo b'lachash. Now even though today the practice is for everyone at the table to bench themselves quietly, uchil el b'simin kuf pe-gimel, we mentioned this before in simin kuf pe-gimel, still, it is a proper conduct of Derech Eretz to give the honor to the Gadol to be the Mezamin. So the case has to be when everyone at the table are Balabatim. They're each eating their own food. It's because if there was one Balabas and everyone else is eating at his table, Hadavar Toli Bo, then it all depends on the host to determine which guest will bench. Or if he wants to give to his family, because they'll also give a bracha to the balabais. If the gadol has an illness and he is bringing up mucus, let someone else lead the benching. Because it's not proper that he's going to have to interrupt himself, have to clear his throat, he'll have to spit, and everyone's waiting for him. There are places that have a minig that we give the benching to an ovel, a mourner, for the duration of 12 months after losing a father or mother. He should be the one levarach to lead the benching. The same way we give an ovel to daven for the omid, we should give the ovel to lead the benching. V'davka kishakulam shavim. This is only if they're all equal. Dahainu shakulam oichel mishalam. Again, they're eating their own food. Aval kisha oichel mipidosh balabais. But if they are eating the bread of a host, of a balabas, again, toli barats and balabais. It all depends on the will of the balabas. L'misha yirtze yitain, to whom he wishes to give, he'll give. V'koshke nemerz la'atz l'vach. And if he wants to bench himself, that's fine as well. So you have this minig of giving the ovel to bench, and the notes point out that Yaakov Emden or Tshuva, this is not mentioned in Mishonim or the Achronim. It is a minig that the ovel tries to do as many mitzvahs as possible, and by doing them, it's an aliyah neshama for the parent in Gan Eden, and that's why there's a minig in some places to give the ovel to bench. Sifkan beis besof, even if the gadol showed up later, besof hasud, at the end of the meal, as long as if they'd bring food, the others would still be able to eat. We learned this before in Simakuf Tzadizayin, Ayin Shem, look over there. So he's mistarved to the group and he can mizamin. It makes sense that if the gadol who shows up late is taking a while to finish eating, there's no requirement to wait for him until he finishes eating, in order that he should be the mevarach. El mevarach acher, let someone else bench, for huyane, he'll just answer. So, yes, it's nice for the gadol to mevarach, and if it comes at the end and they're not running anywhere, so you wait till he's finished. But to make them wait for him in order that he should be the mevarach, we don't say that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel, im yesham oreach, if there's a guest, hainu kishu oichel mipidos shel balabais, that means he's eating the bread of a balabas, then he is the one who should be the mevarach. Sifkan dal mevarach afilu v'chulu, he's mevarach, even though the balabas is greater than him. If there are several guests, it all depends on the balabais. Even if he wants to give to the smallest of the group, that is his option. So basically, if you have a group of people each eating lunch together, their own lunch at a table, so you can discuss who's the gadol, who should lead the zimun. But when you're a guest in someone's house or someone's seuda, then it's up to Baal HaBos. Baal HaBos calls the shots. He'll decide who's the one who's going to lead the zimun. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Uma bracha mevarcha. So what is the bracha that a guest gives to the Baal HaBos? Yehi ratzon shle yavosh v'lo yikolein Baal HaBayis hazeh v'lo b'om hazeh v'lo b'om haba. It should be Hashem's will that this Baal HaBos should not have any shame or disgrace in this world or the next. V'yatzliach b'chol nechasov. He should be successful with all his property. V'yun nechasov mutzlochim u'krom le'ir. His properties should just be successful and close to the city. V'lo yishlet satan ma'aseh yadav. Satan should have no control over his actions. V'yizdakek lefunav shom dvarchet. V'hir ova me'atav erolam. Nor should any thought of chet or thought of sin come upon him from now until forever. It's a very nice tefillah. It's from the Gemara. It's a nusach of a bracha, the bracha of the guest. Then Baal HaBayis rotzeh levat, and if the Baal HaBayis is willing to forego this, perishen rotzeh lehakbid, is not particular, al birchaso in his bracha, will vorach birchaso mozim ha'aswa, so he wants to bench himself, rasho, he can. V'odin sheyachol itin levorach l'mishiyetz, or he can give anyone else to bench as well. Mr. Brewer continues, sifkar nehei, v'mar bracha mevorach l'vachol, so what is the bracha? The Sefer Lechem Chamudas Toma. The Sefer Lechem was cannot understand. Lama anu mishanim nusach habracha. Why did we change this nusach? The Baal HaBayis, the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. Mashneim b'shas. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara gives us this nusach. Why did we change it? What did we change it to? Harachman hu yivarach is Baal HaBayis. That's what we say. The Harachman. That's in lieu of this longer nusach, the Hiratzon. And he can't understand why did we do away with this. Now, there are benchers today that do have the Hiratzon in the bencher. And there's a shaila at what point you're supposed to say it. Most put it by the Harachman. Instead of the Harachman, or with the Harachman, you have the Hiratzon. The notes bring that the Brisk Rov was makbet to say it immediately after Al Yechasreinu, before the Harachmans. The Deek and the Rambam, he held it's a chelik, it has to be a hosofa to the benching. So it's immediately after Yechasreinu, that is the correct place for the Hiratzon. And then you say the Harachmans. But like I said, most benchers will put it by the Harachmans. Mr. Brewer, Sivkan Vav, Rashoy. If the Baal HaBayis wants to forego and bench himself, he can. So Tiknu Litin Lo'orbeach El Tovaso, Kadesh Yivarchenu. The Takana was that the guest should bench for the benefit of the Baal HaBayis to give the bracha. If he doesn't want, doesn't want. The Kol Shkenim Horeach Eino Hagun Be'enov. And especially if his guest is not someone who's so fit in his eyes, the Yesh Lasis Ken, Taka better, don't give it to the Orech to bench them. Sivkan Zayin Lamishi Yes, he could also give to whoever he wants. Even if there's someone who eats on his table and pays for room and board, he pays for the food. He doesn't have to give a bracha to Baal HaBayis, he paid for the food. He's a shtick of Baal HaBayis himself. A Baal HaBayis can give it to him. You can give it to someone at the bench, even though the one he's giving it to has no requirement to make the bracha for the Baal HaBayis. So what about someone who eats on the table and doesn't pay for the food? What about children on the table? So they should say the bracha. They should say the full thing. Children should also say it. It's not just a stranger who's coming to sit at the table or a friend at the table you invite over. He brings in the notes that Magen Avraham said, "Bevadai, gam b'nei habayis are oichem," and they should give bracha to Baal HaBayis. And Rabbi Yosef said this as well. Even if there's samuchin al shulchano, even there's samuchin al shulchano, they should say the hiratzon. So a person eats by his parents. He says the nusach. Se'if base. Lo yakdim chacham Yisrael l'koyin ha'ma'aretz evarach lefanav. A chacham Yisrael should not have a koyin ha'ma'aretz bench ahead of him. Derech choyk u'mishpat kahuna. As the rule that kahuna comes first, that's wrong. Aval oseis lo ha'chacham reshus yivach bat stamazo. If the chacham wants to give reshus for the koyin to bench, im chacham, that's not a problem. It's only a problem if he does it that you are deserving of this ahead of me. That's wrong. He doesn't deserve it ahead of the Chacham. But if the Chacham gives them stam, yeah, that's not a problem. Now, if the Kohen himself is a Talmid Chacham, then mitzvah lakdim, there's taka mitzvah to put him up front. Shnei v'kidashto, it says v'kidashto. And we learn from that pasuk, v'kidashto liftoich rishon, levarach rishon. He's the one who starts, he's the one who gives the bracha first. Ayin le'el simen kuf samach zayin, sif yudal, we talked about this before, simen kuf samach zayin. Mishnebura sif karim ches, lo yakdim v'chulu, a Chacham should not put a Kohen ahead of him, if the Kohen is the Namah Aretz. V'aminim b'gemar, the Gemara says, dehu b'chal masniya ever mavis, that such an example of a Chacham who puts a Kohen Amaretz ahead of him is one who hates the Ribbono Shel Kabbal Yochol, Masni'ai Evamovis, they love to meet Misa. What's that mean? Shemasni'ai es ha-Torah b'fnei Amon, because people will look down on Torah. People will not love Torah. Sheyom, what are they going to say? Sheina Cheshuvu Kekach, it's not so important. But Oysa, when they see, Shachacham Shafal b'fnei Amaretz, that the Chacham is beneath the Amaretz. And it's a put down on the Torah. The Avshu Kain, even though the Amaretz is a Kain, Maas HaTorah Gedolei Maas Kehuna. The Maila, the advantage of Torah, is greater than that of Kehuna. And therefore, to put the Kain Amaretz ahead of Chacham is a design of Torah. Sifkan test Derech Chuk V'chul, if it's done as a Chuk, what's something to say? Shemak Dimo V'bnei Mishpat HaKehuna. The reason he's putting them first is because you're the Kain and Kehuna is important. That's wrong. But if he does it stamazah, he wants to let him bench. Sivka and Yud Rishus, if he gives him Rishus stam, that's okay. What's allowing me to say? This is not a lack of the covenant of Talmid Chacham. Because you see, the Am Haaretz isn't benching without Rishus of the Talmid Chacham. The Chacham gives him Rishus. Even if he's not a kain, the Chacham could give anyone Rishus to bench. So as long as it's done with Rishus, not that you deserve it more than I deserve it, but I'm letting you do it. That's fine. But if the Kohen is the Talmid Chacham, that's different. Or if they're both ignorant, if neither one's a Chacham, then you put the Kohen first. Then the Kohen comes first. Even if the Talmid Chacham Yisrael is bigger than the Kohen Talmid Chacham, you give the Kohen Talmid Chacham. Even though you'll say the Chacham, the Yisrael, isn't obligated to give him covered as because of the Kiddashto, because he's bigger, it's still better to put the Kohen first, because he is a Chacham. And one who does that, puts the Kohen first, will be deserving of long life. Because here it's not a Bizayin Torah. Because he's not putting an Am Haaretz ahead of him. You're putting a Talmid Chacham. Okay, I'm a bigger Talmid Chacham. It doesn't make a difference. The fact is, you're giving a Talmid Chacham, it's not a Bizayin Torah. Sifkan Yugimel, the Kohen, if you can, you try to give him Kedima. Because it says, V'kidash, the Liftarach Rishon, he opens up first. Bekriyas HaTorah, he gets the first Aliyah. Ulvarach Rishon, Besuda, he'll be the first to make the brachas at a meal. Bebirchas HaMotzi, or Birchas HaMazon, he'll make the HaMotzi bracha, he'll bench. V'chein LaHotzi, Bekiddush, he'll be the one to say the Kiddush. The V'kidash, the Hula Koldovish of Kedusha. V'kidash, does for any issue of Kedusha. V'kasra Poskim, the Poskim write, the Bechla Liftarach Rishon, we say he opens up first. He's also the first speaker. Whenever the people gather together, he should give the first drasha. So too, be yeshiva, he's the first to speak. Magen Avraham is inclined to say that this lesson from Vikidash is a midiraisa. It's not just a support for a drabon. Now, if the Kohen wishes to give cover to someone else for this, Rasha, he can. But Kriyas HaTorah, he cannot be Meichel. We learned this back in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey in the Mishnah Berurah there. Amrina b'Gemara, the Gemara teaches that Kohen Yitol Mana Yafa Rishon, the Kohen gets a fine portion first. What's the limit to say? She sold Sirach Litin, the Kohen Mana Yafa Rishon, the Chamasubin. The Yisrael has to make sure the Kohen is served his nice portion before anyone else. This has to do with chaverim who sit at a meal or for charity. But if the kohen is a partner with the Yisrael, we don't say the kohen gets any preference. The adverse is the opposite. I mean, the Gemara says, Whoever puts his eye in a nice chelik will not see siman bracha. So the kohen is vulnerable to that too. If he's a partner with the Yisrael, he doesn't want to come first. Why is it that we're not so careful today to put the kohen first for all these things? So he tries to find the reason for the minig. One should be careful. So what the reason he gives is because the kahanim don't have a shtar yichus. We really don't know the yichus of the kahanim. There is a chazaka, but we don't have a shtar yichus. And a meila, that might be a reason why we are not as careful as we could be. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Toiv lahaktim halevi gam kein Yisrael. If you have a levi in Yisrael, the levi comes first. If they're equal in chokhmah, b'virchas hamazon when it comes to benching u'bahamotzi, chemin esyan tzedaka and giving tzedaka, tamak dimin also b'kriya gam kavei yisrael. You see, b'kriya satayr he comes before Yisrael, so it's not just for kriya satayr. We put him ahead for other things as well. See if gimel, mishenoyis nalo levarich ve'enim avarich. If they give someone to bench and he refuses to lead the benching, b'katsa yamav chas v'shalom, it shortens his life. They give him the bench. What's the law meaning to say? It's an oreach, a guest. They're giving him to bench. He doesn't want him. His days are shortened. Because what's the halacha? The oreach benches, he gives a brach to balabas, but Kanak said before. Now, if he refuses to bench, that means he refuses to give a brach to balabas. Now the Balabos is a descendant of Avram Avinu. What does it say by Avram? Va'avarcha mevarachecha. I will bless those who bless you. U'mechal hein atashmei alav. Now from the positive, we can infer the negative. Nimsa garm klala'atzu chas v'shalom. He's causing a klala to himself by not giving a bracha to the descendant of Avram Avinu. Now the Shartzi in Yudal points out that today, every guest says, harach nevarachas balabayis. So maybe it's not nogeya. The whole concern of Mekatsa Yom HaShalom is because he's not giving a bracha to the Balabas. But we all say, the Rachim Yivrach Balabas. So Memela could be, this wouldn't apply today, he says. Because the Magen Avraham writes, the Dafka Keshmavarach al Kois, it's only when you bench on a Kois that one should not refuse. There's a Chiyav al Arech, the Varech is Balabas. That's when there's a Chiyav for the guest to give a bracha Balabas. V'nir Lishor Tzloma, I think what he wants to say is, Shebeloze in Gorm Kol, that without it, he won't cause a curse. But lemais, it's never right to push aside a mitzvah, it comes your way. So the bottom line is, you want to declare there's a curse today or not, he's not using wine, he is using wine, you say harachman anyway, it doesn't make a difference, you shouldn't push off a mitzvah. So for sure, you should always embrace the mitzvah opportunity, whether or not, chas v'shalom, there's a kol, if you don't, so that's the discussion. See if Dalit, tzarech lachser sheyitn lo kosh l'baruch l'varech, one should strive to be the one for whom they give the kosh to bench. Mr. Bursakon says of the Varach, Shehu HaMezamein. One should strive to be the Mezamein. U'motzi HaChayim D'Chavos and U'motzi the others. For though the Shmo V'lanas Amen, as opposed to being the one who listens and answers Amen. She'af She'hoshimei HaKonei, even though it is true, by listening it is as if you say it. V'ona Amen K'motzi Baruchah Me'piv, when you say Amen, it's as if you said the Baruchah. Mi'kamalkam Me'maron Yitin Sarcha Techilim Mevarach. Still, the Schar comes first to the one who makes the Baruchah sooner than the one who answers Amen. So Sharatzian points out what we're talking about here. We're talking about one person benching for everyone else. But today everyone benches themselves. Any of damn sharkness, I don't know if this din applies anymore. The idea of being the one to mezamin and say the brachas and you get schar before the ones and say, amen. Good, that's when one makes the benching and everyone listens. But today it's not the way we do it. So Amel Kubi doesn't apply today. But again, Lamaisa, in general terms, we look at it as mitzvahs and opportunities. So, Mamela, maybe that's a svara to strive to be the one to lead the bench.